It's good to be a part of the family of Worldwide New Testament Baptist Mission. I have been blessed by rubbing shoulders and getting advice from some of God's choice servants. And I'll give you an example. When I first got to Italy in 1979, I didn't know the language and I didn't know which way to turn. And so I called up Dr. Wingard. You remember that, brother? I said, "Brother, I need your prayers." And he said, "Let's pray." And $5 a minute, you know. I said, "Please make it short." But I was blessed to have Dr. Whetstone come visit us on 3 occasions. And I wish some of the other people had got to come. I think you knew what we was up against, but God's in control, no matter where you go. And I'm excited about years has passed, and you know, I'm excited about where I'm going and what I got. And I'm not ashamed of what got it for me either. Not ashamed of the gospel. And it'll still do the job today. And I want to talk to you a few minutes about Gideon. Gideon, I suppose, some of the first things I see in Judges chapter 6 is the fact that he had some of the same questions I had. I can identify with him a little bit. We find the problem in time of Gideon that Israel had slipped back and went to do evil in the sight of God. And the Israelites had to live in holes in mountains and caves, and the Midianites came over to, every time they planted a crop, they come over and robbed them of their prosperity. And they went all the way to Gaza and got their livestock and got their wheat or whatever they sowed, their crops. And we find that the people began to cry. After 7 years, they cried, "Dear God." And God heard the cry and sent a prophet, the Bible says. And the angel appeared unto Gideon and listened to what he gave him a title. He said, "The Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor." And you know where the angel found Gideon? He was down by the wine press threshing out the wheat because he was in hiding of fear of the Midianites. And you know, in that time, the Midianites were their enemies. And so he's hiding from the enemy. And Gideon had to increase his faith. And he began to ask questions to God. We find in verse 13 of chapter 6 of Judges, "And Gideon said unto him, O my Lord, if the Lord be with us, why then is all this befallen us? And where be all his miracles which our father told us of, saying, Did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt? But now the Lord hath forsaken us and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites." And that sounds like a lot of Christians today. They live like they want to, and they expect God to be with them right on. God can't walk with people that don't walk in the light. He said, if you walk in the light as he's in the light, you'll have fellowship with him. And your sins will be forgiven. And you'll enjoy life. But one thing I've enjoyed over the years serving God is to watch God work. It's amazing to me what God can do. If you get back out of his way and just watch him, turn it over to him. And I wish I had a little time to tell you about some of the experiences, but I guess I'll just write a book and share it with you. But anyway, Gideon, the angels tarried with him, and he said, "Hold on, I've got a present for you." And he went and got the meat and the bread, and the angel told him, "Put it on the rock. Put your present on the rock." And the fire came down and consumed the flesh and the bread. And Gideon went right out immediately and built an altar and called it Jehovah Shalom, which is the peace of God. And he had got things settled with God. The fact that faith was coming in his life, and he began to do things, and he was ready to go destroy the altars of Baal. But he got 10 men to go with him. And he said, we're going to tear down these altars, but going to do it at night. Because they're going to come in and try to kill us, destroying their altars. But he did. He destroyed the groves and the altars, and they were ready to kill him. And Joash's father said, and now these, I read in the Bible where the altars belonged to Joash. But Joash got his mind changed during the night, and he said, hold on a minute, you're not killing my son. He said, let Baal plead for himself. Jerubbaal. And that was a title that he had been given there at Jerubbaal, even to Gideon, one of the names. But I like the one that God gave him, don't you? Thou mighty man of valor. Courage and faith and trust in God. There's nothing to, superior to that. And we find out the test that he came to. We've heard about putting out the fleece. Well, Gideon did it twice. I don't suggest to you, you wait too long about putting out the fleece. Do it and get on with the work of God. But he said, let it be wet the first day and let it be dry the second day. Well, God did it. And so he went on. He got 32,000 men together. He's going into battle and he's going to whip up on the Midianites. But God said, you got too many. Okay, he went to him and said, all the faint-hearted, go home. 22,000 men went home. He still had 10,000. God said, it's still too many. Now, I'm glad we got a God that's able to save unto the uttermost. I'm glad he's able to work with few or many. Aren't you? But he got down to the point that they was brought to the test. Take them down to drink of water. He said, those that take the water in the hand and lap it like a dog, those are going to go to battle with you. 300 men. 9,700 more went home. But God told Gideon, said, give him a sword in one hand and a pitcher in the other hand with a lamp in it. Surround the camp. And there's a lot more to it than this, but I got to make it quick. We got to say that Gideon, when he said, I do, watch what I do, and you do what I do. 100 hit with him, 100, you know, around the camp, 100, 300 around the camp. And when he shouted, the sword of the Lord and of Gideon, they broke the pitchers. And you know what? The Midianites turned on each other. And they began to flee. And so God gave them victory. And we see what happened. The children of Israel said, Gideon, you need to be judge over us and your sons. He said, neither one of us is going to be the judge. You know what he said? God is going to be your judge. He said, the Lord shall rule over you. There was peace for 40 years during the time of life of Gideon because he had faith in God. He was obedient to God, and he went on in courage with just a few men and got the job done in Jesus' name. I want you to pray for Linda and I as we serve God in Anderson County, South Carolina, going in boarding homes, preaching the gospel. By the grace of God, we saw 7 men already get saved, and I think it's a wonderful door that God's opened for us. Thank you, Brother John.
Thank you so much. What a wonderful reminder. All the way along, it's been God is in control. Even in our tough time, we can see God work. Don't give up. Brother Danny Whetstone is the president of Worldwide New Testament Baptist Missions. We've been friends for over 30 years before Kim and I got married, so that makes it, right, 32 years or so. We've been friends with the Whetstones, and we appreciate them. It's a joy to serve with him in this capacity at Worldwide. Brother Whetstone is going to take principles and practices and other stuff. The last 5 minutes is yours as well.
Thank you. Okay. More other.